And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. There were several different directions we could have come from, but today I've settled in on this one. Familiar passage of Scripture. This is verse 1 of chapter 14 of John. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many abiding places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you in me. And if I go and prepare a place for you in me, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. As we've said in the past, the King James Version, which is the version that most of us heard the Scripture read from over the years, is a very inaccurate version. It talks about mansions. Even in the New American Standard, it'll say dwelling places. And there's not anywhere in those verses that he's talking about mansions in heaven. He's talking about our place in Christ in the kingdom of God. That begins with your new birth in Jesus. This whole upper room discourse is talking about abiding in him and him abiding in you. He's been telling them, preparing them for the fact that as they have known him to this point, physically, he's about to leave. When you get to chapter 16, he says, cheer up and don't be depressed. And I said, I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving. I'm leaving, but I'm coming back. He says that here. He says it in chapter, other places in chapter 14 and 16 and 17. He says, I'm going to leave in this form, but I'm going to come back, and you're going to be in me, and I'm going to be in you by the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to be with you. We're going to be together and in a more intimate way, just like Jesus said, my relationship on earth as the Son of Man could be described as me being in the Father and the Father being in me. That's the same abiding dwelling place. And so when he says, I go to prepare a place for you, there are many dwelling places in the kingdom, and I go to prepare a place for you. He's talking about simply going to the cross and burial and resurrection and ascension so that you have a place in Christ. He's paid for your sin. He's done all the things he's going to do, so you have a place in him. We've talked about that over the years, but the thing that really struck me is that twice he uses the word prepared. If Luke were to go off somewhere, he's fixed to go to California for a week, and I were to say, Luke, I know that you've been wanting to have your own place, and so I'm going to prepare a place for you. And for me, that would mean that I'm going to pay for it. And when you get back, I'm going to prepare a place for you. The word preparation is the word to complete, to make ready, to fully equip, to make opportunity. In other words, it means that when you get back, everything that you're going to need is going to be in that place. You're going to be ready to move right in and start living. You need to open a can, there'll be a can opener. You need to toast some toast, there'll be a toaster. You need a microwave, sorry, Rosemary, there'll be a microwave. Refrigerator, sheets, beds, blankets, TV, whatever it is that you need for life to work for you, it'll be prepared for you, and I'm going to take care of all that. That's really important to understand. And Jesus, when Jesus said in several places in Scripture through the Holy Spirit, said things like in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, for he says, he has given us all things that he has blessed us already with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In 2 Peter chapter 1, he says, he's given you everything already that pertains to life and godliness. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, he says, you have been made complete in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, for the church is the fullness of him who fills all and who's in all. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10, he ascended so that you might be filled. In other words, when you became a Christian, he didn't just make a place for you in Christ. It was a place that was ready-made, that was fully equipped for you to live the Christian life you're called to live. Everything that you'll ever need to live the Christian life was yours the moment you became a believer. You were made complete in him. And everything that you've been given to live the Christian life is supernatural. Because the Christian life is a supernatural life. Been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. One of the things that I've discovered in my own personal life and being a pastor all these years is that we respond to things out of fear or in faith. How many times do we say things about situations or circumstances? I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. I can't handle that. That's just too much. You can't expect that. How many times have we do that? How many times have you done that? How many times have you done it recently? And what you're confessing is unbelief. That you really don't believe he prepared a place for you. You believe he just sort of half-equipped your place in Christ. That there's not grace for that. We never make decisions. We never go into circumstances based on, well, I can't do that, or I can't handle that. And we don't bail out of things because it's just I can't handle anymore. I can't take that anymore. I can't take him or her anymore. We can't do that. That's living like lost people live. That's living by loaves and fish instead of the supernatural supply of heaven that you are prepared with in Christ. Again, the gospel within the gospel is what? 2 Corinthians 9:8. For the God of limitless ability has abounded, not enough to squeak by, but abounded, all grace. Oh, for that one too? For that person too? Yes, all grace to you, that you always, already having all sufficiency for everything, may abound to every good work. So whatever it is you said, whatever the attitude you had, whatever you said to the other person about you won't do it, you can't do it, you're not able to do it, it's just too much to do it, take it back. Just go ahead and take it back. Repent. It may not be God's will for you to do this, but it can't be because you can't do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And we have to live our lives that way. He prepared a place for us in Christ. It's a large place. Psalm says he set our feet in a large place. Everything I'll ever need supernaturally to face everything life throws at me, whether the temptation, how many times have I heard us say, have we said to ourselves, this thing is just too hard, this temptation is just too hard, really? No, he's prepared you for that too. Everything he did at the cross, everything is ours. It all flows from what he did, his finished work. When he said it's finished, he meant it's finished. You don't need anything else. You got it all in Jesus. Because he prepared a place. When Jesus prepares a place, he provides everything necessary that pertains to life and godliness. Amen? Got it? So stop it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's